And on the line, we have a special guest. He is Max Sharping. He is the starting left tackle for the NIU Huskies coming into his senior year. 6'6", 320-pound redshirt senior, two-time first-team All-Max selection. And has just been one of the cornerstones of the NIU offensive line for 4 years now. And getting ready for camp to open, getting ready for the season to open, and a very exciting season for NIU football, one in which the media has already picked them to win the MAC West. And, of course, as always, you can hear all the NIU games here on Sportsman Radio 1330 throughout the season. So, Max, thank you so much for taking time, taking a break to talk with us this morning.
Yeah, no problem. Glad to be here.
Hey, question for you right off the bat. What does this time mean to you? What is special about this time, especially coming into your senior season, your last season of college football?
Yeah, it's kind of crazy to think about. Never would have thought it would come this fast, but really special at the start of camp right now. We're going to get into just football right now with no school going on pretty soon, so it's always kind of nice to just be fully immersed in the football experience.
Congratulations, by the way. You were named on the watch list for the Outland Trophy and also the watch list for the Werfel Trophy. Let's start with the Outland Trophy. What does that mean to you to be on that watch list, be recognized as one of the top linemen in the country?
Yeah, that's amazing. Never would have guessed when I was just a small kid growing up, but it's really kind of amazing to think about.
What would it mean to you if you won it?
Oh, wow. I don't even know. That would be crazy.
A couple people, I'm sorry, NIU's had a couple players in the last 20 years be finalists for major awards. They didn't quite get it. The quarterback a couple years ago was finalist for the Heisman.
Right.
And then the running back, right? Oh, gosh. We're talking LeSean years ago.
Well, years ago we're talking LeSean, yeah.
Right. So, I mean, NIU's kind of gotten on that stage, but not, like, won one of those trophies. I know you're not the coach, but, you know, if NIU was to bring back a trophy like that, what would that mean for the long-term success of the program?
Yeah, I mean, I think it would help recruiting for sure. So that you can be successful even at kind of a smaller school. You know, you can compete with the big boys, and I think that's what we try to show every single year with, like, our opponents and everything, too. So.
Well, I have a question for you. Who was recruiting you out of high school? What did you pick? NIU was up against who?
It was mostly other MAC schools or Ivy League schools. So
now is there part of your success being to show people that, I mean, were you hoping to go to a bigger school and when you were coming out of high school and NIU came along and just kind of believed in you? Is part of your success trying to show schools that, hey, you missed out on me?
I mean, I guess we all kind of have a chip on our shoulder like that. But when I was coming out of high school, I was kind of smaller than what the bigger schools wanted. So I just kind of grew into it as I got older. And I guess, yeah, when we play those big schools, there's definitely a chip on your shoulder because, well, look at me now. I can play with anybody.
How big were you when coming out of high school? You went to a high school in Green Bay, Wisconsin. How big were you coming out?
I was 6'6", 260.
Okay, so you put on...
Oh, yeah, you're tiny.
Just a wisp of a thing. The other trophy, too, that you're up for, the Werfel Trophy, that might not be very well known to most people. Everybody knows about the Outland Trophy, but this is the Werfel Trophy is kind of the premier trophy for community service, and you're very involved in community service. Tell me a little bit about the stuff that you do and why it's important to you to be involved in community service like this.
Yeah, so we do a lot of things with kids, like reading days and kid camps, and then we've also done various services like throughout the community with like tornado pickup a couple years ago, and there was the bike MS race during the summer a couple times. So it's really just nice to give back to the community because they come out and support us, and they really support NIU and all their athletics. So it's nice for the athletes to give back because they do give us the support, and we should show them the same.
You're a three-year starter. We're a three-year starter. This is your fourth year starting. But you switched over last year from right tackle to left tackle, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Correct.
First of all, is that from a layman's view, that may seem like a simple move. How easy is that transition from left to right and for you? And how much of a difference is it?
There's definitely a little bit of a difference. You got to kind of flip your feet. But as for the offense, I mean, it's the same offense. You just got to kind of flip it in your mind. So that wasn't too bad, obviously, the offensive part. But it's really just about switching up your techniques a little bit. You're always going to move a little bit differently when when you move sides. So it was a little bit difficult at first, but with enough practice, you get used to it.
Now, of course, where you are now is considered, in most cases, unless you have a lefty quarterback, the blind side. So it seems like there's more priority. People know about that. Did it feel like there's any more pressure or anything different from that regard because you're protecting, you know, his blind side, the quarterback's backside?
I didn't really feel any more pressure. I'm still, either way, I got to protect him no matter what. So I was always just trying to do my best to make sure he never even got close, even on the right side. So not really too much more pressure. I guess it's just kind of something that people say, but I don't know.
Now, I mentioned before that NAU was favored to win, picked by the media to win the MAC West. How good is this Huskies team in your view? I mean, how far can this team go, and what level of bowl maybe could they even make?
Well, obviously, we have the opponents to make a big bowl if we make a run. Obviously, we haven't had a single practice yet, so we got to go in and put in the work to be that good. But with our schedule, with the people we've got coming back, we can play with any team in the country, I think. So, I mean, it's just about putting in the work now during camp and going to work.
I have a question. At what point or how much of your future do you think about this year? Because NAU's had, I've got a list here of all the players that are drafted by the NFL, but just since 2010, we've had four, and two are active, Jimmy Ward and Kenny Golladay. So have you had conversations or with the coaches about what you need to work on this year to better improve your NFL standing?
Oh, yeah. We've been having discussions like that for a while. I mean, you always have discussions on how you can get better even before all of the accolades and everything. So, but even especially after. It's always, to get better, you always have to work on the little things. So we've discussed what needs to be done and just got to go out and work at it.
One of the things I've read is that spread offenses, so a lot of linemen who come from spread offenses have to learn run blocking in the NFL. When in the old days, right, you'd learn run blocking in college, you'd have to learn pass blocking in the NFL. From your own personal standpoint, what do you think you have to improve this year to earn a higher draft pick next year?
I'm pretty well known for my pass blocking, so it would be run blocking in that terms. But otherwise, it's more just little technique stuff, like finishing blocks and my hand usage in pass pro.
Kind of take us back then. I found the same kind of questioning here. Back in high school in Green Bay, when you were getting recruited, not by the big boys, but still by a MAC and all that, it's a Division I school. It's nothing to be ashamed of by any means. But still, at that point, did you think, okay, I have a chance to be an NFL player someday? When did that kind of come into your mind? When did you kind of start realizing I could play at that next level?
I think it was after my sophomore season, my second year playing, because then I had gotten first team All MAC for the first time, and just kind of hearing people saying like, "Hey, you kind of have a shot here if you keep playing like you did this year," and stuff like that. But coming out of high school, I was just happy to be playing college football because it's an opportunity not a lot of people have. So I was definitely not thinking about that coming out of high school.
Now, would it be the dream job or the dream situation if you got drafted by the Packers? I'm assuming you're a Packer fan coming out of Green Bay High School.
Yeah, you got to be a Packer fan coming out of Green Bay. Come on.
They'd throw you out of the state if you weren't.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, I want to ask a couple personal things here. Offensive lineman, and speaking as a former offensive tackle, obviously nowhere near your talents, but we always hear the linemen are the smartest guys on the football field. And I've always agreed with that. And I also always heard that the linemen are the ones that stick together the best and the most. You guys have your own little group of linemen to hang out. And what do linemen do in DeKalb, Illinois on a random night?
There's a lot of food places around, so we normally go and hit those up. So we've got some good food spots.
Well, and sticking with that, you said you had to put on 60 pounds, or you've put on 60 pounds since high school to now. I'm always intrigued by linemen, defensive and offensive linemen, in terms of what they eat. I mean, what's your normal day of intake, and especially because of all the calories you burn, you've got to maintain that size. So, I mean, what? Give me a rundown of it. Give me a day of what you have for breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, whatever.
Yeah, so obviously in the morning, wake up, you have breakfast, like 4 to 6 eggs, some form of protein, like sausage or bacon, and you got to have some fruits along with that. And then you have like a snack in between or like a protein shake. And then lunch, you're having chicken, beef, steak, some form of protein again, and with veggies, a little bit of carbs. So whether that's rice or noodles or something. And then another snack about 2 hours later, hour and a half, 2 hours later. That could be another like protein shake, or you could do like trail mix or like Greek yogurt with fruit. And then you have dinner, where it's kind of the same thing as lunch, protein, a little bit of carb, some fruits and veggies. And then at night, right before you go to bed, we do a protein shake to last you through the night.
Okay, so that's a lot of protein. That's a lot of food. But I didn't hear any cheeseburgers and fries. So, I mean, do you ever get a chance to sneak out and get any of that stuff, too?
Don't tell my coaches.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good, good. That'd be terrible to live that way the whole time without getting a couple of things like that. As I mentioned before, you're from Green Bay. Do you get a lot of grief for being a Packer fan down here in Bears territory on the team, or is it kind of spread out? Because I'm sure there's guys on NIU from all over across the country, so it's not like it's predominantly Bear people. But I was curious how much grief you have, or how many fellow Packer fans you have down here.
Yeah, we actually have quite a few guys from Wisconsin, so I've never had a problem, especially because of the success that the Packers have had lately.
Sure.
Yeah, I've never had a problem with it, but, I mean, there's always a little trash talk going on.
That's good. Hey, one last question for you regarding your season right now. There's not a lot of statistics for offensive linemen, although I did read on here that the NIU offensive line last year led the FBS in fewest sacks allowed, and you personally have allowed just 5 total quarterback pressures and 425 pass-blocking snaps last year. One among the best in the country. But those are kind of those rare stats. You might get pancakes, block stats, things like that. So looking at that, when you get to the end of the season here, when it's all said and done, and from a personal level, not a team level, what will be a successful season for you when you look back? Is it something statistically or something that you did? Or how will you look back and say, I had the season I wanted to have, and it prepared me to make that next level jump to the NFL?
Yeah, that's the kind of thing. There's not really too many stats for offensive linemen, and if they are, it's normally based on the whole group. So, I mean, for me to have a successful season, it's more based on not just me, but the whole group as well. We want to be the leading rushers in the MAC. We want to give up less than 10 sacks during the whole season. We don't want to give up more than 2 TFLs a game. So, I mean, it's kind of more of a group effort than just based on me, because as an offensive lineman, you have 5 guys working together, so it's not just me on any one play.
Okay. Camp starts tomorrow?
Yeah, we have check-in and some meetings today, and then first practice is tomorrow.
You hit the field. And when do you know when you start hitting padded practices? How soon before you're there?
Yeah, we have 2 practices tomorrow and Saturday that are helmets, and then off Sunday, I think, and Monday we have our first padded practice, I believe.
Start get the hit. That's the best part. We actually have to hit somebody.
Yes, sir.
He is Max Sharping. He is starting left tackle for the NIU Huskies, getting ready for their 2018 campaign. Season opens September 1st. As Max mentioned about their non-conference schedule, they open up at Iowa. Along the schedule, too, they have a game at Utah and their home at Florida State as well. So, I mean, it is a tough preseason schedule, non-conference schedule, I should say. And, Max, we expect really big things from you. We expect really big things on NIU coming this season. We're looking forward to it, and we're really happy to be able to broadcast those games here down in 1330. So thanks so much for taking time to talk with us, and best of luck this season.
I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.